If you're in the market for a Game Warden's ATV or a big orange plow truck, there's one place to go: the state surplus auction. Once a year, Vermont raises hundreds of thousands of dollars selling off its old equipment. People travel from all over Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, even Canada. And they all stand in a parking lot next to a state garage in Berlin for the live auction. Vermont Public's April McCullum met up with some people looking for a deal at this year's event.
It's just before the auction on a cold, rainy morning. There are lots of people here early to check out what's for sale. Like this old fuel truck, or a park ranger's rowboat that might not float. Maybe you need a plow truck that won't start, or a Mount Philo State Park leaf blower. Everything's a treasure for someone.
Decent deals are to be had here, just depends on what level of work you're willing to put in.
The DMV cruisers have always been excellent trucks. I've had three of those in the past.
Oh, this is tradition for us. And today we're looking for, there's a little auto crane there. It's a more lift crane, right, to put on my surface truck.
That was Dylan Putvane of North Troy, Tom Doan of South Burlington, and Mike Gilmet of Shelburne. Tim Frazier of East Montpelier has a landscaping business. He used to come to this auction every year, and then he says he saw too many out-of-staters winning. He swore he wasn't coming back. And then...
I did, just because, I don't know, it was pouring, raining, and can't work, so...
Up next, lot number eight.
This is the auctioneer, R.J. Klisowitz, wearing a cowboy hat and running the show from inside a red, white, and blue truck.
Nowadays, we don't do many live auctions, so I don't necessarily get to do the talking fast aspect anymore, so I personally enjoy coming up here once a year and getting to have a little fun.
Someone drives Klisowitz around the parking lot as the auction progresses, moving to each new item.
Drew, give me $100 to go. One, I have 125. Where? 125, 125, 125, 150, 150, 150, 175, 175, 175, 175, and 2, 2, 2,
by mid-afternoon, everything's been auctioned off, except one truck hood that no one wanted. One of the last trucks went to Mike Luciavo. He plans to expand his landscaping business in Waterbury.
We got a 2015 Chevy Silverado, which is going to be an amazing gardening truck. So we just were like, all right, let's get patient, be as calm and as cool. And yeah, we just pulled the trigger and got what we set $10,000 as our limit. We got it.
Luciavo paid just $8,500. He and dozens of other buyers head for the gate with their items, the ones that can roll away, at least. For Vermont Public, I'm April McCullum.